Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. You know how I always tell you, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me. And what a weekend. NFL Divisional Playoff Round was here. Holy cow. Unbelievable stuff, people. Absolutely incredible what took place on the football field, whether it was Saturday or Sunday. Dorfman has got you covered right here on the NFL Rewind with the games that took place. The Minnesota Vikings go to San Francisco. They go down 27-10. The 49ers are advancing to the NFC Championship game. And then later on that day, the Titans shock the world and they go to Baltimore and handle. Yes, that is true. Hand and handle the Baltimore Ravens. A loss. Oh my gosh. Who would have ever thunk it? Derrick Henry on a mission, the guy running like a machine, going right through the Baltimore Ravens, and he leads the Titans to, yes, the AFC Championship game. And then let's move to Sunday and the action that took place there. The Texans go down to the Kansas City Chiefs, 51-31, and oh my gosh, it looked like, holy cow, the Titans once again, but no, the Texans, that big lead, 24-0, is going to be evaporating soon, and holy cow, Patrick Mahomes, and yes, the Kansas City Chiefs will be moving on to the AFC Championship game. And then later on, oh my goodness, the Seattle Seahawks go to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, and what happens there? The Green Bay Packers advance to the NFC Championship game, 28-23. So Dorfman will get you all caught up on what's going on in the NFL as it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Empty backfield, end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
First and goal at the 2.
Aaron Jones. He's in for the touchdown. Rodgers to the end zone. Wide open, Adams.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind. Sports Overnight America, baby. Get at me. Let's talk about it. You can always follow me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up at 1-800-878-7529. Unbelievable. We have gotten to the final couple weeks of the NFL season. And believe me, Dorfman will be preaching to you and giving you a sermon like he always does about what he learned and what he saw and all that good stuff about the NFL. Unbelievable, man. Like, seriously, unbelievable. The Texans go out, they're up 24-0, hit the Chiefs right smack dab in the mouth, and then boom. Before you know it, the Chiefs come back and put up a 28 spot in the second quarter. It was unbelievable. And then the Green Bay Packers come right out and they smack the Seahawks in the mouth too. They're up 21-3 at half. And then boom, the Seahawks come back. They score 14 points in the third quarter. This thing gets a little bit close. And Green Bay has to hang on. And you know what? They do it the way they do all season long, for crying out loud. Their defense comes up with a big-time hold and a big-time stop, and that's what gets the Green Bay Packers over the hump. Sooner or later, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to come out, and he's going to have to play a spectacular game if the Green Bay Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl. And they'd have to do it, obviously, next week against the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara, where, if we do not forget what happened earlier in the season, they got their clocks handed to them by the San Francisco 49ers. So believe me, it's all good and it's great right now in Green Bay. And Packer fan, believe me, you should be extremely happy, as is the Dorfman. And yes, as you know, Dorfman is from the great state of Wisconsin. So I'm happy, I'm really excited, and believe me, we're moving on. I get it. But Aaron Rodgers has yet to come through in a major, major way in this season. And believe me, if they're going to have something special happen in Green Bay, that is what is going to have to happen. 16 of 27, 243, two touchdowns, no interceptions. I love it. And a passer rating of 113. Not a bad game. I'm not trying to say it was a bad game. But yet, again, I'm not seeing the special, unbelievable Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Jones, 62 yards, two touchdowns. Irvin is the guy that's kind of coming in a little bit. Tyler Irvin, and I like him. I like him a lot. Davante Adams, unbelievable once again. Eight receptions, 160 yards, two touchdowns for this guy. And the one where he really broke away there was just spectacular and sweet. I think it was that 40-yard one. Just a beautiful play. And every catch that Davante Adams was meaningful. Every catch he had was for a first down. Gotta love when a guy is stepping up in a major way. In a huge, huge game. So you love what Davante Adams is doing. And the concern to me is, well, if I'm the Green Bay Packers, hear me out. Aaron Rodgers completed 16 passes, eight of which were to Davante Adams. That's half the passes, people. I know you're not a rocket scientist. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Jimmy Graham did come up clutch, though. Allison came up clutch with the one catch. You know, life is all about timing. It's all about timing, man. And the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, you know what he did do? He came up big on third down a couple times late in the ball game when his team needed him. But let's make no mistake about it. The Green Bay Packers won this game because their defense did what it's done for them basically all season long. It bent and it did not break. Congratulations, Green Bay Packer fan. Really, congratulations. And Seattle Seahawks, let me tell you something. This was a really good season for you. Seahawk fan, you have nothing to be disappointed about. I think the one thing you can be a little bit disappointed about is the fact that your running game was obviously hurt big time because you were missing Penny. You were missing Carson. You were missing everybody, man. You had to go sign Marshawn Lynch off of the streets a couple of weeks ago. So you know what? Kudos to the Seattle Seahawks for going out there and playing a really good season of football. 11-5, there's nothing wrong with that. And then obviously the win that they had to get to this round, beating Philadelphia, would make them 12-6 on the year, all around, because they played a couple extra games. So when you look at it, look, yes, they're disappointed. Do you want to win the chip? Everybody wants to win the chip. Believe me, Baltimore wanted to win the chip, man. They didn't want to go down to Tennessee. Minnesota wanted to win the chip. They didn't want to go down to San Francisco. Houston wanted to win the chip. They didn't want to go down to Kansas City. I mean, look, that I just got to touch on that real quickly. Don't get too high, don't get too low about quarterbacks, about individuals, because everybody right now is all over Derrick Henry, and rightfully so. I get it. I mean, believe me, dude has been unbelievable. He's been a beast. I understand. But as soon as you start riding that guy and you're all over him and you're saying how great he is, what happens if he has a bad week against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game? Is he a terrible player then? All of a sudden, do you say, look, the guy's no good, he can't play? No. Like, I hate that about sports fan today. We're all over somebody's jock when they're spectacular. And then we're saying how bad they are when they struggle and they have a bad performance. I mean, I thought I was going to see, like, totally being serious right now. And I want to hit this because obviously I'm going to talk about it on the way back. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. I mean, wow. Think about that game for just a minute. The Houston Texans are up 24-0. They literally smack the Kansas City Chiefs right in the freaking mouth, man. And what did Kansas City do that was a whole heck of a lot better than what Baltimore happened to do? They didn't crumble, man. They didn't crumble like a little cookie or just decide to pack it all in. So I'll tell you what, man. I give Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs a ton of credit because they were down 21 points, make it 24-0 before they knew what the heck even hit them. And they had the fortitude and the belief and the confidence and all the other kinds of cliches and big adjectives and words that describe things. This team did it, man, and they didn't give up. And to me, that's showing the heart of a champion. And I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. But holy cow, Patrick Mahomes, what a day you had, man. And you and the Kansas City Chiefs deserve to be moving on to the AFC Championship game. We'll be back in just a few. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me on the NFL Rewind. It's NFL Divisional Round style here, NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
And Spencer Ware in the backfield. Pressure now on Mahomes. He's in trouble. Now gets it away. Are you kidding me? Chris Conley, his second straight game with a receiving touchdown.
Fourth down and three for the Chiefs. At the Raven 5, down by 7, blitz. Mahomes, hot read, right side, goes to Damian Williams, touchdown! Right side, touchdown! Kansas City, the Chiefs within one at 53 seconds to go in regulation.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. And then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Second and five. Mahomes, he's got a strong arm. He's going to air it out down the field. Has Hill. Hill with the tough catch and the touchdown. 69 yards.
Patrick Mahomes. Rushing pattern, Watkins. To the pylon. Touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Just another five-touchdown day for Patrick Mahomes. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. NFL divisional round version style, whatever you want to call it, of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, follow me on the Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always hit me up, 1-800-878-7529, and let's talk about what happened in the NFL. Unbelievable, man. Down to the final four, baby. The final four. San Francisco hosting Green Bay. Kansas City hosting the Titans. Obviously, we'll get into all that stuff, but amazing what happened on Saturday and Sunday. Really amazing. Incredible. And Patrick Mahomes did not disappoint, man. And here's what I loved, man. I absolutely love the fact that these guys never lost their cool. They believed. They were down 24 points. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans came in there and literally smacked them right smack dab in their face in Arrowhead. And they had the guts. And they had the calm. And they had the poise. The courage. To fight back and not say, look, dude, we're done. We're going to pack it all in and say, hey, we'll see you next year. And what a story that would have been for Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. But Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and all of his weapons on the offensive side of the ball, most notably Travis Kelce, who was a recipient of three touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes today. 10 catches, 134, three touchdowns. Sammy Watkins was in on the action. Tyreek Hill. Damian Williams. He just passes it around to everybody. But my takeaway on the Kansas City Chiefs, they didn't give up. And that tells me something about them. Tells me a little something. Look, the defense gave up 24 points. And basically, 21 of them were in the first quarter, and one of them was on a special teams play, so that's really not on the Kansas City Chief defense, really, when you think about that. But it goes on the scoreboard. I get it. And they wind up giving up 31 total points, but Kansas City's defense, they showed up, man. They gave their they gave their team a chance to get back in this game. The disaster happened early. The disaster happened early for Baltimore too, but for some reason Baltimore just didn't have the belief, they didn't have the strength, they didn't have, to me, the difference here is Patrick Mahomes, yes, this guy is like, he's their guy, the same way that Lamar, who, by the way, will be the MVP, didn't show up, obviously, against the Titans, but Titans had a great game plan, and we'll get into that stuff here in a little bit. I want to make my point about Patrick here. The point is that Patrick Mahomes was down big, and yes, a lot of this is going to be put on his shoulders, but he knows that he has all these weapons that he can go to so that it's really not put on Patrick Mahomes' shoulders, if that makes any sense to you people. Like, yeah, he's the guy who's distributing the rock, but ultimately all he's got to do is he's got to get the ball to these playmakers that he has, Travis Kelce, who's a ridiculous tight end, and then all of his wide receivers, Hardman, Hill, Watkins, they're all exceptional guys, and they can make plays. That's, to me, the biggest difference. The guy making all the plays for Baltimore was one dude. The one dude was Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson had an off day. Like, if Patrick Mahomes has an off day, yeah, his team's going to lose, of course. But he has so many guys that can make plays for him. It to me, it's like impossible for Patrick Mahomes to have a bad freaking day for four quarters. So I love the fact that this dude had the ability to keep his mind in the game and not lose his you-know-what and say, I got to go out here and I got to force this, that, and the other. It wasn't that way. So that, to me, was what I loved about the way that the Kansas City Chiefs handled the awful, terrible, pretty much the worst freaking start you could ever imagine for these guys. But yet they somehow put it all together. And when they do, holy cow, look out, man. They can put up 50 points on you. And speaking of 50 points, these two teams combined for 52 in the first half. Like, it was just unbelievable what was going on in this football game. The crazy, wild, unthinkable-like plays. I couldn't believe what I was seeing with my own very eyes. I really couldn't, man. And I was saying to myself, I'm sitting there going, wow, this is happening all over again. We were shocked. The world was shocked when the Tennessee Titans went into Baltimore and they said, hey, Lamar and Baltimore, Mark Ingram, Mark Andrews, we're taking you guys and we're going to beat you. Like, that is exactly what I thought I was seeing with the Houston Texans. I thought this was deja vu, people. I really did. And then this switch or this light went off. And Patrick Mahomes became my homie one more time. And bam, 5 touchdowns later, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship game. And man, oh man, I'm excited about watching them try to handle the beast that is Derrick Henry. The mission that dude is on in the playoffs so far, it's going to be tough to stop that. I don't care if you don't like Ryan Tannehill and the not so unbelievable numbers when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and the kinds of numbers that he can throw up there, and then you look at what Ryan Tannehill is going to do. It's like, holy cow, what a contrasting style we have here. But man, oh man, the takeaway for the Dorfman, Kansas City Chiefs have the heart of a champion to steal it from my man Rudy T. You can never underestimate the heart of a champion. And I think that that's what we're seeing. Again, you heard me and I've been saying it all season long. 2019 into 2020, to me, this is a changing of the guard, a passing of a torch-like type season. Look, Tom Brady is out of the postseason, man. Like, this dude isn't winning, and somebody else is going to walk away with that trophy this year, which I think is flat out fantastic, first and foremost. But to me, man, again, 2019 into 2020 is all about the passing of the torch and who's going to take over. All right, I hear the music. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll do that. I'll come back. I'll continue rapping about the 49ers in Minnesota, Tennessee, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, Green Bay, and Seattle. Unbelievable weekend. NFL football. Man, oh, man. The divisional round did not disappoint. Dorfman's got to take a pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
2:47 to go, first quarter. Williams in at running back. Damian Williams, they fake to him. Deep drop this time. Mahomes swings it right side, wide open. Sammy Watkins again. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. It's a Sammy Watkins palooza touchdown. Kansas City, 150 yards receiving in a quarter for Sammy Watkins.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Oh, that is awesome.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do?
fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry, big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans. 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
No, it's not, and I'll tell you what the hell's going on out here, Vince. I'll tell you, man, it's the NFL football, NFL playoffs, baby, and the divisional rounds were unfreaking believable. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Right here on Sports Overnight America. Follow me, get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Always can like the fan page on Facebook, too. It's Dorf on Sports there. And obviously, you can hit me up, 1-800-878-7529. We can talk about the playoffs, man. They have been just flat-out fantastic. Fantastic stuff. Wild card weekend was great. The divisional round, in a lot of ways, may have been better, but it was right on the same wavelength, man, with what happened, especially with the Titans and the Ravens. Are you kidding me? Derrick Henry, if he didn't already, he arrived, people. He arrived. And what he has done in the postseason, hands down, flat out, it's second to none, man. Another record-performing day the first week. I think the guy had 182 yards, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he follows it up in the divisional round against the Baltimore Ravens in their house, and this team had won 12 straight games. Derrick Henry said, I don't give a rat's you know what. And he ran the ball 30 times. For 195 yards. That is a guy that is a man among boys, people. Like, dude went out there and ran people over. Dorfman saw it, man. Like, I saw this guy running people over. You're a defender. You're seeing this guy come at you, and you're literally trying to get out of his way. Derrick Henry is a load. Derrick Henry is a beast. Derrick Henry is a man among boys. And I'll tell you what, I thought there was a way that the Titans could win this football game. And you might be saying, yeah, Dorf, easy to say this now. No. Said this before. I truly did. And the way that I thought they could win the game was obviously to control pretty much the game. And the way you do that is you have Derrick Henry run the ball 30 times and you rush for 217 yards. And it's not like Baltimore didn't go out there and put up some numbers. 365 yards from Lamar Jackson as far as throwing the ball. Took him 59 attempts to do that. and then they have 185 yards rushing, 143 of those from Lamar Jackson. I think that the problem I have with Lamar Jackson, the problem I have with the Baltimore Ravens, and the one thing that I thought could bite them in the butt, and it did, was the fact that they were way too one-dimensional. And you might be like, well, Dorf, you know, they ran for 200-some-odd yards and this and that, and they did it all season long. I get it. And that's not even what I'm talking about by being one-dimensional. Because you are who you are. Like, the 49ers are the same exact team. They run the ball, and then Jimmy Garoppolo does what he's got to do. And you know what? I'm not saying he can't be special, because he can. He's had some games where he threw up 4 touchdown games, just like Patrick Mahomes has a bunch of games where he has a bunch of touchdowns. But he also had games where he didn't do that. And that's just the way it is, man. Sometimes you're going to be the star, and sometimes you're going to set other people up to be the star. And that, to me, was the problem with the Baltimore Ravens. The guy that was set up to be the star was Lamar Jackson. And that's the only guy that is set up to be the star for the Baltimore Ravens. I'm sorry, but that's the flat-out truth. Like, who are his playmakers? Mark Ingram? No, because he doesn't get enough touches. Did he have a great year? Absolutely. Absolutely. I had him on my fantasy team, so I know he had a pretty good year. But I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson was everything when you think about their offensive scheme. Every single play revolved around Lamar Jackson. These other teams... Look, I get it. Patrick Mahomes is the guy, and he's the guy that's passing the ball. But again, look at the guys who he's throwing the ball to. Just get the guys the ball in space and let them do what they do. That's what you did with Lamar. You got Lamar in space, and you let Lamar do what Lamar does. And, well, flat out, the Tennessee Titans, you know what? They had a really good game plan, and they knew how to handle Lamar Jackson. So even though his numbers look good, they weren't the typical Lamar Jackson-like numbers. So what I'm really trying to say is congratulations, kudos to the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel and the guys had an unbelievable game plan. And I'm telling you, Ryan Tannehill, he ain't gonna dazzle you, man. He ain't going to scare you with the numbers. But this time around, 2 touchdowns, only 88 yards, 7 of 14, I get it. Only 15 total pass plays, 3 total pass touchdowns, one of which, by the way, once again, from Derrick Henry, the beast, who ran the ball for the Titans so well, but the guy also showing his versatility and throwing a pass touchdown as well. So, look, man, I was just really impressed with the Tennessee Titans' game plan. They went out there and they just dominated that football game. And I want to say this about San Francisco. San Francisco dominated that football game against the Minnesota Vikings. Like again, here, I'm going to give this another example. Perfect freaking example of what Dorfman was talking about a little while ago. Like, we want to jump on people's wagon. And in a lot of ways, look, I love it. When you're talking about people and you're talking positively about people and you're like, oh, this guy's awesome, this guy's great, this guy's fantastic, I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's the way that people were talking about Kirk Cousins when they went into New Orleans and he was able to make some unbelievable plays and the Minnesota Vikings look like a really, really good football team. They go into New Orleans and they wind up winning that football game. They go to San Francisco. They go up against a defensive front four that is much different, and they come out of this one and they look awfully pedestrian. Delvin Cook only rushes 9 times for a total of 18 yards. Kirk Cousins, 172 yards, a touchdown, an interception, you get the point, man. Just not the same type of productivity out of the Minnesota Vikings as they had the week before against the New Orleans Saints. And on this one, you got to give the San Francisco 49ers credit, man. Like, at the end of the day, dude, the teams that are moving on, the Final Four, they're good football teams. For the most part, they've got the best records in the NFL, with the exception, obviously, of the Baltimore Ravens, who are no longer in because the Tennessee Titans wound up going into their house and being able to shock the world and beat them. But the point of the matter is that you're looking at really good football teams that are advancing. You're not in the Final Four if you're not a good football team. And defensively, there's something special about your team, too. I think that that's the theme once again. Once again, the theme to me is that when you look at who's still in the postseason, the Titans, really good defense. Really good defense. Like, that's the thing about the Ravens. You know, their defense to me wasn't spectacular. Not spectacular. It was good, but not spectacular. And then you talk about the 49ers. That's a spectacular defense, man. Dude, they get after it. They literally just go after the quarterback and crush that guy. They don't care who it is. They really don't care who it is. So that's why the 49ers are still in. The Packers, man, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers and the lack of productivity that this guy's had all throughout the season. The defense, they've been productive, man. The Smith brothers, are you kidding me? The Smith and Smith Law Firm, as the Dorfman likes to call them, they're in Green Bay. They have been special. They have been premiered, man. That was just a great offseason move by the Green Bay Packers. So it's no mistake to me. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, they gave up 31. But let's remember, 21 in the first quarter, 24 in the first half, they gave up 7 points in the second half, which means they gave their team an opportunity to go and win that football game, even though they got off to a horrendous start, man. That was as bad as it could possibly be. Like, dead freaking serious. That's as bad as it could have possibly have been for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did not hang their heads. Did not just say, okay, we'll give it to D-Watt and D-Hop this time, man. It's their chance. It's their opportunity. Hell no. The Chiefs are like, man, oh, man, we've got offense. We can get back in this thing. Just get your head together, and let's get back out on the field, and let's make it happen. And they sure as hell did. They sure as hell did. What an unbelievable weekend of football, people. Unbelievable. If you don't like this, then there's something wrong with you. Seriously. Again, follow me on Twitter. I do like the transactions and the people that I do talk to on Twitter. It's great stuff. It is fantastic. A new follower that I just got, obviously, here that is following me now. Alex, keep following me, brother. Keep listening to me. Probably somewhere on the globe. I don't know where you're at in the world, but I know you're listening to me on Sirius XM channel 211. Dorfman appreciates people that check him out because I know you have options. I know you can be listening to things, much different things. So the fact that you spend some time with me, I appreciate it. Really do. Back to the action. NFL football. I can't believe we're down to the Final Four, people. I can't believe we're down to the Final Four. I know I gotta take a pause for the cause. I know. I'll do it. I'll come back. I'll do what I always do. Put a cap on things and wrap it up Dorfman style. All right, keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind, divisional playoff weekend style NFL Rewind here with Andy Dorf and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo, he waits on the snap, he's got it. Garoppolo back to throw, fires over the middle, that's caught by Kittle, dives for the end zone, and in for the touchdown. First down and goal, San Francisco from the one. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in with me, Andy Dorn, for the final time here on the NFL Rewind. NFL Divisional Playoff Style NFL Rewind with me here on Sports Overnight America. Unbelievable, man. Like, I just can't believe that we're down to the final four teams. NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, and then we got the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Like, it just doesn't seem fair. I'm serious, man. We will all be disappointed when it is all over and it is all said and done. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers. Congratulations to the Tennessee Titans. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. And yes, congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. You are all having the opportunity to go and play to be in the Super Bowl. It's awesome. It's really cool. Can't wait to talk about it, obviously, next week with you. But I'm going to leave you with this. What a performance from Derrick Henry. What a performance from the 49er defense. What a performance from Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and keeping it all together. And wow, speaking of keeping it all together, the Green Bay Packer defense, you did what you've done all season long. You were the glue. You were the guys that bent and didn't break. All right, for Scott, I'm going to say peace. I'm the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, NFL Divisional Playoff Style, NFL Rewind, and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody. Talk to you next week.